Welcome to Boundless. I'm Kathy Eldon. In these delicious conversations, we meet artists, activists, founders, and visionaries of all kinds who show us what becomes possible when we refuse to be defined by fear, loss, or limitation. This is a space for anyone ready to reclaim their creativity, trust their spark, and help shape a better future. I'm going to introduce a poem that I recorded up at the center before the fires, before the world got as crazy as it got. At the time, it seemed highly relevant. Now it seems like impossibly important. And I hope you're going to enjoy it. It's called Insane Isms, and you'll figure it out. But I wanted to, before I bring it to you, I wanted to tell you about a moment with my daughter, Amy, that really changed the way I move in the world. If you read my newsletter, you will have heard this story, but I'm going to tell it again. She was 18, about to fly to a little college in eastern Pennsylvania. We'd been living in London, and she was frankly terrified to go so far away from home. She wasn't afraid of the academics, I don't think, as much as the people. She was scared of the bossy administrators who seemed to hold all the power, of the professors, maybe the dean. It's really tricky when you're a new kid walking onto a campus where everybody else seems to know the rules. So I told her something that I've learned over many, many years of my life. And I said, when you meet the president of the college or somebody scary, picture him or her as a six-year-old, dirty t-shirt, bad haircut, Band-Aid on the knee. And if somebody is dismissive, just picture her as an anxious seven-year-old on the first day of school, just hoping to fit in. Amy found this difficult to believe, and I understand that. How anybody she looked up to, anybody with that much authority, could still be carrying around a scared little child inside. But I believe now, and I really want you to hear this, that that's exactly what most of us are doing. We get hurt early in our lives, who doesn't? And we build layers of insulation so no one can get close enough to hurt us again. Some of us build so much armor that we forget there's a child in there who just wants to be seen and accepted, maybe even hugged. Amy and her brother Dan used to play a game when they were little. They'd press their foreheads together and say, Namaste, which means the God in me greets the God in you. They thought it was a big joke, and they'd collapse in giggles every time. It was silly, but I also think it's one of the truest said things they might have ever said. The God in me salutes the God in you. And if you can look for that, man, you've got to jump on everyone around you. Now, when I watch the news and when I watch powerful people behave in ways that seem so inhumane, I try to remember that game. I wonder how many of them are hiding behind masks that conceal the memory of being a vulnerable child who never got what Amy and Dan gave each other so easily. The God in me salutes the God in you. I know there are exceptions. There are people. There are psychological categories for these people whose capacity for empathy is genuinely damaged or not there. But I think they're far rarer than our fear makes us feel. Most of the time, what we're looking for at is not necessarily a monster. It's a frightened child wearing a very convincing disguise called an ism. So I got to the point. Racism, tribalism, nationalism. You can think of a lot of these isms. Every one of them is wearing a uniform. And every uniform can come off, damn it, if we're brave enough to look past it. So this is a poem about taking it off. And as I said, it's called Insane Isms. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
The golden rule for Sikhs and Christians, Muslims and Jews, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You'll find this rule in the teachings of most of humankind. So why don't humans try to be kind and heed Gandhi's words, an eye for an eye and the whole world becomes blind. Starting today, let's find a new way to see and be. Let's say no to mean words that could start a fight about who's wrong and who's right. If we stop being demeaning, driven by selfishness, envy, and greed, we could be freed of that which divides us one from another, turning those we don't know into the other. Instead, let's try to see those others as sisters and brothers, fathers and mothers. If we act today, We have a way to stop racism, tribalism, nationalism, and fascism, insane isms that cause the world's most stunningly stupid and divisive schisms. Frays and fights, brawls and disputes, spats, squabbles, skirmishes, falling outs, run-ins and rows, tussles and tangles, vendettas and wrangles, and wacky free-for-alls. Let's bid adieu to nasty spats and stop all fights over silly hats. Finally, let's eliminate all icky isms and heal our world's wounds with witticisms. Dear humankind, let's give it a try. Please listen to sages and don't be shy. Because if humans are actually kind, and if you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, things will go better. I promise. It's true.
But it all relies on, guess who? Me and you.
So Gandhi said it best. An eye for an eye, and the whole world goes blind. I think about that, or I try to think about it, every time I feel the pull to write someone off, to turn the other into an enemy over something as small as the color of a cap, or as vast as an entire belief system. But just put this in your brain. Imagine a world where kindness is the currency, where a well-timed bit of humor heals a rift faster than outrage can open one. That is not naive. It's not Pollyanna. It's actually a discipline. It starts with one person, one moment, one chance to see the child inside instead of the mask outside. It starts with you. It starts with me. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time on Boundless. And if you have enjoyed this, please share, please like, and be sure and turn up next time. Big hugs. Bye.